every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, third Saturday of the month. We are joined with John Harper of The Farm's Choice.
Good morning.
I would sure like to see all those clouds that keep building up over the mountains come into the valley every single night over the hieroglyphics. It's just these huge, massive clouds, and you see it over the white tanks, these huge, massive clouds. And as soon as they're off the mountains, they just dissipate.
Come
but
on, baby.
But they well, were getting close. The rain is getting here.
our old pal Ed Phillips used to say the later the monsoon started, the better it was.
Okay.
The more intense it would, and or you know, more rain or monsoon events we'd get. So let's hope that he's right.
And does that roll over year? Because it never came last year.
So this should be real. Well, last year was late.
We're still waiting for it. So it's really late.
Humdinger this year.
So
if you'd like to talk about your landscape or gardening, you can join the conversation. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888. Rosie for you. Text questions 411-923. You can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Where are we starting in our yard today?
I guess we could start at what your yard looked like after, you know, what have we had? How many 110 degree days? I think quite a few. We were getting pretty close to our normal summer's amount of 110s. The other day, and we're only in the middle of July. I always tell people when it's over 110, you got to just forget about your normal watering schedule, and you better start just getting out there and looking at stuff. And you might have to, you know, hand water or turn the clock. I've run my timer a couple times manually, just turned it on and let it and cycled it again, just because it wasn't. You know, just it wasn't enough. So that's one thing to pay attention to is your irrigation system. Right now, if you have any faults or any ineffectiveness or anything that's not working right, it probably showed up. Brown patches in yards, burnt spots, trees or shrubs that maybe are not looking good or not recovering or are starting to burn and sunburn and get that bronzish yellow golden look to them. That's not a new variety. It just means they're not doing well. So really concentrate probably on watering and anything you can do to help those plants get through this, you know, little stretch that we typically always have. Somewhere along through the summer, we get this stretch of pretty brutal weather.
Somewheres along the way, I was told never give the plants a sympathy watering in the middle of the afternoon. When a plant's really looking bad, I give it a shot at 3:30 in the afternoon. Yeah. Is that bad?
Well, it's probably not the right time to judge whether your watering system is working properly, because some plants could be soggy wet. And at 3:30 in the afternoon when it's 112 and the wind is blowing and, you know, that plant is transpiring moisture faster than it can take it back up. if you did that over and over and over again, you could risk probably overwatering and causing some problems. Now, doing it once, you know, I guess what I would do if you've got a plant that's – I'm with you. You walk out there and it's – just in total distress, would be to check the soil moisture. If the soil moisture is wet, then adding more moisture to it probably isn't going to help much. If that plant is in a pot or a container and it's bone dry, certainly water it. Boy, what you don't want to do is actually spray any water on the foliage of plants in the middle of the day when it's hot like that, for sure. And yes, be careful not to judge your watering schedule. A lot of times, if you'll do that, if you can keep from succumbing to the temptation of watering it, and then watch as that sun just as the sun kind of goes down a little bit, and notice those plants start perking up. I've got some pepper plants that do that.
Yes.
And I have to really do it. I have to go, they'll be okay. And as soon as the sun gets down below a tree that starts shading them, in an hour or two, they've perked right back up. So, yeah, there's something to that. Check your plants in the mornings. If they're a little bit wilty in the morning, well, it's just going to get worse from there. So then they're probably in trouble. Yeah. They need some water. But okay. We're getting into that time of year when we could have a monsoon storm any day now. This is probably the worst time the garden's going to look all year.
And it does.
And it's just tough.
It's very, very discouraging to go out and look at the garden. Oh, all that work, it's all just...
What you got to hope is you got it in early enough. You were able to harvest a lot of stuff before this. I'm not a big advocate of trying to nurse things through. If your tomato plants are looking pretty tired and burn up and they've quit setting fruit, I'm for tearing them out and, at least saving the water. Nothing else. You can put shade cloth up. You can do a lot of things to kind of trick them, but I don't know. I don't think it's worth the effort for that. But it's a great time to evaluate your landscape, evaluate your garden, what looked good, what's making it through this kind of temperatures and environment. If it is, man, it's a winner.
Yeah, remember it. Mark it down.
Keep it. If it's a little bit tough and doesn't look good and it's not making it, maybe it's time to, this coming fall to replace it with something different.
Hey, Jay, you mentioned water on the leaves during the afternoon. You don't want to get water on them. Why is that?
Well, it actually can act like a magnifying glass and burn.
Oh.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. You don't want to spray plants down in the heat of the day, and it can actually make them worse. Besides, it's not really doing any good anyway. You're not really adding a lot of ambient moisture to the atmosphere by increasing the humidity around plants like you think you might mist a house plant that's inside a house or something. That might work inside an enclosed environment. But when you're outside and the humidity's down in the single digits or the dew point's down in the single digits and it's really hot and the sun's beating on that plant, it actually will make things worse than better. So don't do it.
Well, did you guys, sorry, I was on answered phones, but did you already ask, is it okay to water them at night? I've also heard it's bad to water them in the evening.
We discourage a lot of times watering turf, sprinkling, spraying and watering turf at night. If it stays wet all night long, you can increase the risk of some disease and fungus. I don't think that's a problem if you're watering plants, drip irrigating or running irrigation on plants. I wouldn't be too worried about that.
My plants would be glad to hear that.
But irrigating turf in the middle of the night can be. Now somebody's going to call and say, well, I drove by Papago Golf Course the other night and it was water. Well, when you've got 80 acres of turf to water, you can't do it in 3 hours, the prime 3 hours of the day. And they got golfers that want to start playing golf at 5:30, 5:45 in the morning. They can't be, they got to be careful who they're getting wet. So there's some things they have to do. And they can afford lots of fungicide on their turf. So it's best probably to water residential lawns and turf early in the morning. 3:30, 4 o'clock's okay. It's going to get wet, and then the sun's going to come up, and any excess moisture, can evaporate off or dry up. So,
you'd mentioned saving water. We have a lawn in the backyard and a little lawn in the front yard. And finally, I'm like, okay, we're letting the backyard go.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shade back there. How many summers have we mowed, watered, fertilized pest, you know, and we're never back there.
All you do is look at it out through the window.
Not even, because the way that it's lined out, we're never on that side. Now, in the wintertime, when we got the ryegrass, it gets used a lot. That's our football field, mm-hmm. and we have lots of playing on it. But it's like, it is so hot, and it takes so much water time. Be out there sweating, mowing, and 115-degree temperature when you get home, and it's like, nobody's ever out here. Why are we even wasting our time with this? So mm-hmm. we just let that whole lawn go for the summer, and it's been fabulous.
Well, you know, that gets back to the whole concept of xeriscaping is you don't, you know, if you have a need for turf or something, you know, have it. But if you don't, then don't. And in your case, what purpose does that lawn serve if it's just for the neighbors to look at as they drive by? Well, that's not a very good reason. And where you can do it like that, just have a winter lawn. I think we'd all be smart if we just did that anyway, because that's when 90. Well, I mean, I've got a backyard grass, and I can. It's right there. I mean, I look at it every day, and I'm pretty resigned to the fact that it's just going to look like I'm watering it and care, but I'm not paying a lot of extra attention to it. I'm not super watering it.
Not going for the golf course green.
You know, I've got a beautiful ryegrass lawn all winter, and it just started looking bad. It's July, August, another couple of months, I'll be planting ryegrass again.
And John, that brings us to the most asked question we were asked this week, and I want to get to that right after this quick break.
Sounds good.